From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi airstrikes target advancing Shia Houthi rebels in southern Yemen. The Saudi ambassador to Washington says his country has launched airstrikes aimed at Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. He said the Saudis consulted with the U.S. before launching those strikes. The whereabouts of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi remain unknown after rebel warplanes attacked the presidential complex in the southern city Aden Wednesday. Forces loyal to the Houthis captured the international airport in Aden Wednesday. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The international community has spoken clearly through UN Security Council resolutions and in other fora that the violent takeover of Yemen by an armed faction is unacceptable, and that the only legitimate transition can be accomplished through political negotiations and a consensus agreement among all of the parties based on the GCC initiative and national dialogue outcomes.
U.S. officials cannot confirm reports Mr. Hadi has fled the country. Nigerian officials say the country's land and sea borders will be closed from now until Saturday's national election to ensure security. The vote already postponed to March 28 from February 14. Over security concerns in the northeast is a crucial ballot as the nation combats an Islamist insurgency. Authorities have already announced a total restriction on movement during Saturday's polling hours. Christopher Fomunyo of the National Democratic Institute and an election observer says his group has been assured police, not troops, will guard the polling stations.
That would be the norm because we've seen the police very active in previous elections without the presence of the military, and there's no reason to expect that in 2015 the military would be called upon to be present in polling sites and polling stations.
President Goodluck Jonathan faces a primary challenge from Muhammadu Buhari. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition has begun launching airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the strategically important Iraqi city of Tikrit. Iraq asked the U.S. forward the air support as it struggles to retake the city from militants. RAND Corporation security analyst Colin Clark was asked if this is a change in U.S. strategy.
I don't know if it's a significant change in the U.S. strategy in Iraq. It's certainly a change in the more recent offensive in Tikrit, which has been ongoing for the past 3 weeks and has seemed to have stalled out more recently.
Coalition Commanding General James Terry says the strikes are intended to destroy IS strongholds with precision, saving innocent Iraqi lives while minimizing collateral damage to the infrastructure. Iran has trained and armed Shia militia who have been fighting alongside Iraqi forces against Islamic State in Tikrit, but U.S. officials have stressed the U.S. is not coordinating with Tehran. The U.S. military Wednesday filed charges of desertion against a soldier who left his post in Afghanistan and was held by insurgents for 5 years, even though a year ago President Obama traded 5 Taliban militants for his safe return. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is also charged with misbehavior before the enemy. Colonel Daniel King is an Army spokesman.
The U.S. Army Forces Command has thoroughly reviewed the Army's investigation surrounding Sergeant Robert Beaudry Bergdahl's 2009 disappearance in Afghanistan and formally charged Sergeant Bergdahl under the Armed Forces Uniform Code of Military Justice on March 25, 2015, with desertion, with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty, and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, and has referred the case to an Article 32 preliminary hearing.
If convicted in a court-martial, Bergdahl could conceivably face life in prison. The U.S. says it has information of possible terror threats to locations frequented by Westerners in Uganda's capital, Kampala, and warned an attack could take place soon. The embassy issued similar threats last year. Uganda contributes forces to the African Union campaign in Somalia against militant al-Shabaab fighters. An international court has denied a request from former Liberian President Charles Taylor to serve the rest of his 50-year prison sentence in Rwanda. The special court for Sierra Leone ruled Wednesday no reasons why Taylor should not serve out his prison term in Britain's Franklin prison. In Libya, Islamic State fighters claimed involvement in suicide attacks, one in Sirte, the other in Benghazi, targeting forces loyal to the country's two rival governments. Reports say 12 people were killed in bombings in Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi. 5 others died in attacks in the coastal city, Sirte. The UN human rights official in Libya says outside pressure must be brought to bear on rival governments to choke off weapons. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.